This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars, as usual, next year's news today. I don't take pleasure in this. It makes me sick seeing what's happening to Tucker Carlson, but like, we here and Alex Jones here was the test case for the censorship. Tucker Carlson is the test case for total violence and physical attacks on their private property. And they're attacking Tucker Carlson in a couple ways right now. Some of the headlines from the Gateway Pundit: false, patently frivolous, and utterly devoid of any merit, Fox News releases response to Kathy Arreu's charges against Tucker Carlson. Of course it's Arreu, like Tucker's number one liberal guest. I mean, it's like it was set up the whole time. Infowars.com. Absurd lawsuit claims Tucker Carlson sexually harassed a woman by taking his jacket off on set. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's like if I take my jacket off on set right now, I just sexually harassed you at home. In fact, I guess I did that. I took my jacket off on air last Friday, so I guess I sexually harassed my audience. And then the New York Times is now doxing Tucker Carlson's private address, which, of course, they've been behind doing that before. But, you know, just because why not? And we'll play this clip later. Keith Ellison, you know, he says that he doesn't want the police to respond to rape calls. Well, that makes sense. So that way Keith Ellison can get away with, you know, well, we'll leave it right there. But so here's a case where you have actual abuse with an actual victim, Karen Monahan. And then he says, well, I don't want the police to be called when I'm raping a woman. Oh, I mean, when anybody's raping a woman. But then, oh, Tucker Carlson took his jacket off. He has to be canceled. He has to be shut down. Here's Tucker Carlson's response.
One more thing before we go tonight. Since this show began almost 4 years ago, I've really tried not to talk about myself on the air or even use the first person pronoun. The last thing this country needs is more narcissism. It's not very interesting anyway. People who use the word I a lot tend to bore everyone but themselves. But tonight we're going to make an exception to that rule. We don't have much choice. Last week, the New York Times began working on a story about where my family and I live. As a matter of journalism, there is no conceivable justification for a story like that. The paper is not alleging we've done anything wrong, and we haven't. We pay our taxes. We like our neighbors. We've never had a dispute with anyone. So why is the New York Times doing a story on the location of my family's house? Well, you know why. To hurt us. To injure my wife and kids so that I will shut up and stop disagreeing with them. They believe in force. We've learned that. 2 years ago, a left-wing journalist publicized our home address in Washington. A group of screaming Antifa lunatics showed up while I was at work. They vandalized our home. They threatened my wife. She called 911 while hiding in a closet. A few weeks later, they showed up again at our house. For the next year, they sent letters to our home threatening to kill us. We tried to ignore it. It felt cowardly to sell our home and leave. We'd raised our kids there in the neighborhood, and we loved it. But in the end, that's what we did. We have 4 children. It just wasn't worth it. But the New York Times followed us. The paper has assigned a political activist called Murray Carpenter to write a story about where we are now. They've hired a photographer called Tristan Spinski to take pictures. Their story about where we live is slated to run in the paper this week. Editors there know exactly what will happen to my family when it does run. I called them today and I told them, but they didn't care. They hate my politics. They want this show off the air. If one of my children gets hurt because of a story they wrote, they won't consider it collateral damage. They know it's the whole point of the exercise, to inflict pain on our family, to terrorize us, to control what we say. That's the kind of people they are. They'll deny this, of course. They'll claim it's just journalism, just the facts. Really? So how would Murray Carpenter and his photographer Tristan Spinski feel if we told you where they live, if we put pictures of their homes on the air? What if we publicized the home address of every one of the soulless robot editors at the New York Times who assigned and managed this incitement to violence against my family? What about the media editor, Jim Windolf? We could do that. We know who they are. Would that qualify as journalism? We doubt they'd consider it journalism. They'd call it criminal behavior if we did it. And that tells you everything.
You know, it's so depressing, folks, because here's the thing. If you even tried to ask these leftist liberals why they're doing this, they couldn't even explain it. and that's because they just can't be honest about it. Folks, these are just hateful, violent people. That's really what it comes down to. These are the most hateful, violent people we've ever seen.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
What an incredible time to be alive. But the question is, are you alive? Sadly, most people aren't even alive, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they still show the signs of life. They still show the symptoms of life. They can breathe and they can eat, but they can't think. And they have become total pawns and foot soldiers of the New World Order, of their television overlord. Now, I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover here for the rest of this hour. And I'll be sticking around in the fourth hour as well. And I will take nothing but phone calls for the entire fourth hour. And you know, I'm debating going one of two ways with this. Either just opening up the phone lines to discuss any of the news that we've covered today, or, and then maybe I'll get the crew's take on this in the break. So should I open up the phone lines and just for you to talk about anything you want of the news that we're going to cover here or that we have covered? Or should I open up the phone lines and just give you 90 seconds and just say, 90 seconds, you get a message to President Trump? What would you say to President Trump for 90 seconds? If you had 90 seconds to get something into President Trump's ear, what would you say? Maybe we'll just do both, or we'll have a uniform thing. But, folks, this is breaking right now. Now, look, I got to be honest. It's so ludicrous at this point. It's retardation, folks. I mean, people are so offended by that word. This is literal retardation here, where they're now saying that China and Russia and everything is hacking to get our COVID-19 information. So they're getting our fake data from our fake pandemic. All right, and this is the big thing that Mike Pompeo is looking at. Not the giant sex trafficking rings that are being exposed right now. No, not the violence and death and murder happening in the major cities. Not all the attacks against our infrastructure from China with Google and Apple. No, they want some fake data from a fake pandemic, and so Pompeo's all over it. Here he is.
We, of course, began with the challenge presented by the Chinese Communist Party and the COVID-19 virus that originated in Wuhan, China. On behalf of the American people, I want to extend my condolences to the British people from your losses from this preventable pandemic. The CCP's exploitation of this disaster to further its own interests has been disgraceful. Rather than helping the world, General Secretary Xi has shown
right
the world
there. We are doing this to ourselves! Okay, again, but that's my point. Unless you want to go after the media, unless you want to go after the NIH, unless you want to go after Gates and Fauci, quit saying China. They're doing it here. They're the ones faking the pandemic. Now, if they're run by China, then do the investigation and say, hey, Gates and Fauci and mainstream media are being run by China. And now you have something to bring them in on. But you're not even saying that. Oh, you're just saying, oh, China's inflating the pandemic in the West. That's our own media, bro. All right, go back.
She has shown the world the party's true fakes. We talked about how we've seen Hong Kong's freedoms crushed We've watched the CCP bully its neighbors, militarized features in the South China Sea, and instigate a deadly confrontation with India. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate the British government for its principled responses to these challenges. You've made a sovereign decision to ban Huawei from future 5G networks. You've joined other free nations to condemn China's broken promises on the Sino-British Treaty. You generously opened your doors to Hong Kongers who seek nothing more than fleeing just for some freedom. And yesterday you suspended your extradition treaty and extended your arms embargo on China to Hong Kong itself. We support those sovereign choices. We think well done. I'll meet later today with Hong Kong democracy advocate Nathan Law and Sir Chris Patton, the last governor of Hong Kong. I'm sure those will be eye-opening and important discussions, too. Dominic mentioned the free trade discussions. We've completed two rounds, more work to do. A third round scheduled for later this month. It is a primary focus of the United States to see if we can make progress on this and bring this to a closure just as quickly as possible. I spoke with the Prime Minister this morning about this, and I hope that we can get it finalized before too long.
So there's Mike Pompeo talking about the oppressive Chinese regime on Hong Kong. But, folks, just get ready for this in the headlines, because they're claiming about these hacks of our COVID-19 crap, this fake data over the fake pandemic, and that's just going to be used to blame Russia again. So that's all that is. They're just teeing up another thing about Russian hacking. So, look, I'm not meaning to attack Pompeo. This video and story was just handed to me. It's just, I don't know why we get treated like two-year-olds. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of being treated like a child. And so that's the problem. When you treat us like children, we behave like children. And that's so many different angles. Whether it's all the rioting and looting and protesting and destruction, that's childlike behavior. Whether it's putting on the mask because you were told to or you're going to get grounded, childlike. That's why there's no men and women left in this country, because you get treated like a child all day. And, you know, let me also just say this. We may be hearing from Alex again before the end of the broadcast. When we did hear from Alex, you could hear the tenaciousness in his voice. And so I understand that. And I understand where Alex is coming from, who's been fighting this for 20 plus years, never gets any of the credit, gets attacked more than anybody, and it doesn't matter how vindicated he becomes more and more every day. It's like I get more and more people saying, "Oh, you've been vindicated." I know I was right. I don't care. I want people to understand what's going on. I don't need a championship belt or a crown. I need people to be awake and aware. But here's what I'm saying. Here's the good news. And it's hard to measure this because you don't really fully understand people's commitment levels, but the reinforcements are arriving. The reinforcements are arriving in the form of patriots. Now, we're not getting it at a leadership level yet. The question is, in a race to the finish line, are we at the right pace to beat the New World Order globalists with our reinforcements, put it in leadership positions before they just slit our throats and kill us? Or are we already bleeding out and dying? Because there are some lone examples. Obviously, we have President Trump. Obviously, he's made some good appointments. Not the best in all situations. I think he's regret many of them, but some appointments have been good, like Kayleigh McEnany, who today got called, excuse my language, a lying bitch. And it looks like it came from Paula Reed from CBS, whose husband is directly tied into China. Why is she even allowed in the press corps? See, like, that's where Trump fails. Trump, A+, Kayleigh McEnany, Trump, F. Paula Reed shouldn't even be allowed in the White House, that Chi-Com operative. Like, everybody's so happy about Chanel Rayon from OAN getting access because she just dominates every day. And it's like, yeah, because she's the only real one in there. Everyone else is a fop or a literal Chi-Com agent. So, yeah, she calls Kayleigh McEnany a lying bitch, and I bet you they don't even take her press credentials away because that's how cowardly this White House has been in fighting this battle. But again, the good news is reinforcements are arriving. They're just not in leadership positions yet. But here's one example in Missouri. St. Louis couple, headline at InfoWars, St. Louis couple charged with illegal use of firearms. Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, has made statements on this, calling it an outrageous abuse of power. The Attorney General Eric Schmidt has stepped in, and he's asked that this case be dropped because it's illegal. I'm not sure if the other senator, Roy Blunt, has made any statements on this either. Don't expect the Democrat leadership in the city of St. Louis to do anything about it. They're all run by Soros. But my point is there are, and just all the great Americans that are waking up to this too, whether it's, you know, from the mask order or Q stuff, I don't even care. The reinforcements are arising. The question is it in time?
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I am going to start pile driving through this news so that I can take your calls for the entirety of the fourth hour today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in. Let's start right here. And guys, let's have clip 9 ready to go. And we may just do B-roll with it because the sound may be bad for audio-only people. Plus, it's a little weird because she, like, adds music to it or something. But it's unbelievable, folks. But here it is. Broward County, Florida, emergency order mandates people wear facial coverings inside their homes. And, of course, how are they going to enforce that? Well, maybe not today, but tomorrow, your TV, your computer, your cell phone will all be spying on you. And by the way, there's members of Congress that are now calling for the banning of TikTok. Why? Because it's a literal Chinese spy app rolled out as a trendy video social media platform. It's a Chinese spy tool, folks. They can literally turn on your camera, your microphone, everything. And you signed up for it. And so, I mean, it's kind of strange, but I guess you could leave it up to Americans and just let them be spied on by China, because they will. Or you can ban the TikTok app. But that's how they'll enforce their illegal mandatory face mask in your home, in your car, with the Chinese-style spy grid that they're building right here for us now. At Infowars.com, the headline is, World Health Organization and UN act to censor social media to stop an infodemic. I told you this yesterday, folks, but this is it. This is it. This is why they censored InfoWars. This is why they're censoring everybody on the internet. They can't have the facts about their fake pandemic out there. Like, for example, there's thousands of doctors that have been calling this out for months. Some of the videos and stuff we've aired here on the show, we've had them on as guests. It's all purged from social media. Why? Because the Chi-Coms are running the whole thing. And of course, the Democrat leadership or any liberal progressive in position of leadership is going along with it because they hate America. So it's the perfect formula. And I mean, again, people are just so crazy. And I'll just play this clip. And it's all because of the media brainwashing and the media censorship of truth. And so this is a lady who's just out on the river, and some crazed liberal progressive comes out because she's not wearing a mask, not social distancing. And again, see, here's the thing. This is how you know these people don't care really about their health or safety. It's all about control, because they come up to you and take their mask off and violate 6 feet of social distancing just to get in your face and yell at you on a power trip saying, you're bad, you're not wearing a mask, I'm calling the cops on you. It's all a sick, demented, psychotic power trip. But here's the psycho in the video from clip 9 a woman going around pissed off at people on a river. Look, if you're so scared of COVID, just stay the damn self home, okay? But she's going to go out there, and she has a tape measure with 6 feet and no mask, and she's saying, why aren't you social distancing? Why aren't you wearing a mask? And then she goes around berating them in their face without a face mask, and she has a measuring stick, a tape measure for 6 feet. That's how psycho she is. Here's the video.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is going on inside their head?
So that's her screaming. Folks, literally throwing a temper tantrum like you would throw when you're 3 years old and you don't get to have, a cookie before dinner or something.
Goodness sakes. Get out
of here. You can hear her shrieking.
Venimos a tener un pacífico.
Oh, my gosh.
Supuestamente una enfermera.
Oh my God.
Supuestamente enfermera quiere que nos movamos.
I mean, God help us all.
Más lejos.
Guys, just roll it back to the beginning for B-roll. Oh my gosh. You know what? You need to hear the shrieking. Just play it again.
What's going on inside your head?
Again, she's screaming at this woman without a face mask, so spitting on her. She has her tape measure out. Folks, these,
goodness sakes.
These people are possessed by the devil, man, and they just don't even know it.
Venimos a
because they don't even believe in creation.
Supuestamente una enfermera.
Supuestamente enfermera quiere que nos movamos más lejos.
Now, did you hear that final statement? Folks, this is so unbelievable. I mean, every level of brainwashing, every level of psychosis. She screams at the end, people like you are ruining it for the rest of us. That's you. That's you. You're ruining it. You're the one that showed up on the river screaming and shrieking like a demon. You're the one that whipped out your tape measure and started beating people with it. You're the one that got in an innocent woman's face and screamed at her, probably spit in her eye. You're the ones ruining it for everyone. See, folks, it's classic. I'm just assuming things because I studied psychology and it just always came naturally for me. But, like, this is basic psychology here, folks. I mean, basic projection, basic denial, basic pathological lying, basic confirmation bias. I mean, it's literally everything. Total reversal of reality. It's psychotic. It's sociopathic. You're the one ruining it for everybody out here! Again, you're the ones taking our freedoms. You're the one brainwashed by mainstream media. You're the one screaming at me. You're the one with the tape measure. You're the one that just ruined everyone's day at the beach. I'm sitting here nicely with my family. You are ruining it. You're ruining it for the rest of people like you. Because they know it's them, folks. They know it. I mean, look, I'll be honest. Part of me is almost pro-Kanye just to see what something different might be. And maybe we'll get into Kanye West coming up here, but, like, at least he gets one thing better than anybody, and that's we need God. I mean, folks, we battle not with flesh and blood. These are demon-possessed people. And so let me just tell you how it works. It's all black magic, okay? The globalists, the New World Order, the Luciferian cults with their sex cults and everything, they have black magic rituals in their music, in their porn, in all of their media, and it opens up channels, it opens up avenues for demons to come into your body. And if you're not expecting it and you let your guard down and you don't know any of it's going around, you invite the demons in and then they run your life and you end up shrieking at the beach like a psychopath.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phone. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Are you afraid of losing your audience? Yeah.
I told you I'm only afraid of God. I'm only afraid of my daddy, God. Mm-hmm. I done been 15 years. I'm telling you, God is showing that you can have your own thoughts, bro. I've been canceled before there was cancel culture. Who told you that my career would be over? The same people that are telling you that you can't have a right to say who you will vote for, those people will be soon to take Jesus out to school. Those people will be soon to remove Jesus, period, from America, which is the Bible Belt. Those people will be soon. Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all? Like, wake up. Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be. My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me. My mom saved my life. There would have been no Kanye West because my dad was too busy.
That is a presidential town hall getting emotional talking about abortion. Here's what I'm going to say. Obviously, Kanye West has his own levels of genius, but it's almost like any genius savant or like autism genius savant. Like, there's other aspects that they'll be naive on simply because all of their brain function is over here in the creative realm. And not really as much over here in the analytical realm. And so, to me, that's why he gets so emotional, because he knows he's on this stage just being real, spilling his guts. And it's in that moment where he talks about how he was almost aborted and how his daughter was almost aborted, that it's like that moment, that connection between the creative and the analytical brain hit, and he's on the platform. And he has to go against the entire industry and the entire media in that one moment. And here's what I think is happening here. Now, whether Kanye West actually wants to be president or not, you can have the debate all day long. Is he just promoting a record album? Does he really want to be president? I don't know. Here's what he definitely is doing or wants to be doing. And that's why he says, go all Alex Jones on you. Because Kanye West understands that there's a culture of the chilling of free speech. There's a culture of not being real, not being honest. He doesn't want to be a part of that culture. So he just opens up his heart, opens up his soul, opens up his mind, and then opens up his mouth. And that's why it's the same thing that I talk about. It's like I'm getting messages, a transmission from God. Half the time it's like I black out after I was on air. It's just because I open up. I untether from this earth and the worldly desires, and I just go from what's in my instincts, what's in my gut, what's in my soul. And so that's all Kanye is doing. He's just like, look, I'm not looking behind me at what people are going to think or say. I'm looking above. But here's what's, I think, noticeable. And why I think there's some legitimacy to whatever Kanye is trying to do right now. Because, and he was tweeting about this last night, they're already trying to send doctors after him to lock him back up, folks. And so, see, just like Alex Jones will be the test case for censorship, just like Tucker Carlson will be the test case for violence in their home, Kanye West will be the test case where they'll claim just speaking the truth and speaking your mind is now a mental derangement, and they'll try to lock him up And they will, if he continues this, they will send him back to a doctor claiming he's gone psycho. Simply because he's speaking the truth about abortion, wants to see America thrive, wants to see his children thrive, got out of the big city and moved to Wyoming, wants to bring Yeezy Adidas shops into the inner cities, wants to stop abortion, likes President Trump. So they're just going to say, oh, he's gone psycho. He's gone psycho. Lock him up. No, no, don't worry. No, no, no. All of Hollywood still says Trump is bad. All the media still says Trump is bad. Nobody else thinks he's good. It's just Kanye, and that's because he went psycho. It's all fake. They're setting him up. And so you had Kim Kardashian doing it, and it looks like he's, I mean, look, I don't want to get involved in whatever is going on between Kim and Kanye, but let's just say through his tweets, it looks like, you know, something's lost there. And, I mean, you want to talk about the Kardashians, I mean, you're talking about succubus-level entertainers, like, top-notch. Was Kim Kardashian just the biggest honeypot ever of Kanye West? Because he's a free thinker? You heard what he said. They were going to kill their first daughter. Whose idea do you think that was? Do you think it was Kanye's? Then Kanye says, my children are not going to be used for Playboy. What is he inferring there? And let's be honest, folks, why do all these Kardashians go around dating all these celebrities, specifically black ones? Hey, maybe they're free thinkers that might not want to go along with the system, but then you bring in the Kardashians to ring them back up and rope them back in. Classic honeypot. I mean, look at what happened to Lamar Odom. He ended up in a hospital after dating a Kardashian. The list goes on and on. I mean, I won't go all Alex Jones on your ass, but I mean, look at the Kardashians' Christmas photos. Look at what happened to Kris Jenner. Look at how they got rich and famous. And I think Kanye West started to look around, and well, they didn't like that. They didn't like that, did they? But here's what I'm afraid of, and where I'm afraid Kanye West may be a little naive. So he says he wants to have Jay-Z in a presidential campaign with him. Oh, boy. He says, well, actually, he didn't say this. Dave Chappelle flew out on a jet to his recording studio in his ranch, and it was very awkward, folks. Kanye did a video, and Chappelle was just not Chappelle. I'll put it to you that way. He couldn't speak. He couldn't come up with anything to say or a joke or anything when he was on camera for about 2 minutes with Kanye. Very awkward. Not the normal Chappelle. Did someone say, hey, Dave, we're losing Kanye. Get out there and get him under control. And then they'll say the same thing with Jay-Z or something. And then if they can't get Kanye out of control, they're going to send in the doctors and they're going to send him back to the mental ward claiming he went psycho simply because he's speaking from his soul, speaking from his mind. And he even said, if they come and, you know, get me like they did Mandela, then you'll know. So Kanye's getting it, folks. That's why they're going after him. And he does have an album coming out. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes next with Kanye West.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Comment in relation to Kanye West, but more so to the modern-day nomenclature when we say deep state. So when I say Kanye West is under attack from the deep state, you say, what? That doesn't make sense. The Democrats aren't going after him. I don't know, folks. The deep state is not just politicians that have been embedded in our government for a long time. The deep state is also major corporations. The deep state is also mainstream television news. And the deep state is also mainstream Hollywood entertainment. So think about it. I mean, who has more say over culture and people's minds? Some Democrat in Congress that nobody's ever heard of, or Kim Kardashian? So when you think deep state, understand that it's not just people in government. It's people in media. It's people in Hollywood. It's people in corporations. Now, I want to move on and do this news blitz, because here's what we're going to do in the fourth hour. Opening up the phone lines, and I'm going to give everybody 90 seconds, each caller, a message to President Trump. You get 90 seconds. Please skip the pleasantries. Just, I'm going to say your name, put you on air. 90 seconds, message to President Trump. The number to get in, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 90 seconds message for President Trump. We're going to do that coming up for the rest of the fourth hour. Now, I need to do my best and just do a news blitz here like you can't believe. Let's start right here. Folks, it's just ridiculous. Vice President Joe Biden helped sweep Russian spy ring under the rug. Joe Biden is treason up to his elbows with this guy. So just understand. And he did by the way, he's about to do a live thing right now as well. It's probably pre-taped and they'll just pretend it's live because he can't be live. Because here he was live in clip 7. Here was Joe Biden live on an MSNBC show. Again, folks, what happens when you put Joe live? He can't even speak. Here's the latest example. Clip 8.
Well, the only thing we can do about it is be prepared. We have a whole group of lawyers who are going out to every polling, every voter registration physician in the states, the
what?
Secretaries of State, making sure that they, in fact, have a game plan as to how they're going to allow the voting to take place.
Voting registration physicians. That's a new one for old Uncle Creepy Uncle Joe. And by the way, I mean, just because it's so crazy, but it's just like, I mean, are we just going to ignore the fact that Kamala Harris popped up on TV a completely different person? Are we just ignore that? He literally pops up on MSNBC a completely different person. Oh, they have clones, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they've been cloning people for years. Hey, but that's just mainstream news now. Because they found it on Epstein's New Mexico ranch. But, oh, we don't talk about that. We just keep that labeled as a conspiracy theory, even though we know it's true. So Kamala Harris just pops up on national TV as a completely different person. And we just act like it didn't happen. Moving on. Planned Parenthood in New York disavows Margaret Sanger over eugenics program. Whoa! Hold on a second. How many babies did Margaret Sanger actually murder herself? You know, I really don't know. 1.5 billion abortions on planet Earth, most of which happened under a Planned Parenthood roof. So Planned Parenthood need not disavow Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood need disavow themselves. Unless they just want to continue with all the eugenics that they're rolling out. So it's like, well, she started the eugenics program, so we disavow her. But we're going to keep doing her eugenics program, and it's okay because we disavowed her. Okay. California town scrubs away their Black Lives Matter street sign after local attorney asked for permission for a MAGA 2020 sign on the same street. So it's just like the same thing. By the way, Black Lives Matter is a Democrat front group. So for you to say, oh, I want a Trump thing here or a conservative thing here or a USA message here, and you get rejected by your Democrat governor, but they have Black Lives Matter over all their murals and streets and everything, folks, it's literally Democrat propaganda. When you donate money to Black Lives Matter, it goes directly to the Democrat Party. Why do you think Black Lives Matter trends once every 4 years? Because it's a Democrat front for every election year. But by the way, Beverly Beattie, she, for the third time in New York City, has gone out and defaced the Black Lives Matter mural on the streets. Again, Democrats are tyrants. It's just, I'm sorry, I'll get lost on a jag. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable how they are lawless and they just get away with all of it. You know, I don't really drink energy drinks much. I like the Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, and so does our audience. But hey, I'll give Red Bull a shout out. Stories at InfoWars.com. Red Bull fires woke diversity directors who tried to push for Black Lives Matter support. Red Bull has fired two diversity directors who tried to force the company into virtue signaling about Black Lives Matter while also dissolving several culture teams who are pressuring Red Bull to take a more aggressive, woke political stance. So good for Red Bull. Now, you watch, Red Bull stocks, Red Bull sales will skyrocket. Just like everyone else that comes out as pro-reality, pro-America, pro-Trump. But most of these people are such cowards, they don't even care, and they really believe the leftist mainstream news. Trader Joe's changing racist packaging on ethnic foods? Give me a break. New poll shows majority of Americans now oppose Black Lives Matter. Yeah, again, just like Goya Foods. Oh, everybody hates Trump, so boycott Goya. Goya Foods has never been more successful in their life. Trump says he does not believe in a national mask mandate, but then says it's patriotic. So his campaign team is just, they're just misleading him. He should just fire all of them, quite frankly. Thank God Texas may have a chance. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West wins Texas GOP chair. Folks, I mean, seriously, this could be what saves Texas, because Democrats have infiltrated the Texas GOP. And, yeah, it's just, it's not good. It's not good for Texas. Ted Cruz was on Fox last night saying how bad it is. It's like he listens to InfoWars or something and knows that the Texas GOP is now corrupt and run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. President Trump considering doing more coronavirus briefings, and now I think he actually officially announced that they will be doing coronavirus briefings again. So that's just great. Just keep everybody in fear. Keep the fake pandemic going. Put your mask on. It's patriotic. No, it's literal Chinese propaganda. Woman who refused to wear a mask in Starbucks to sue barista, and you can read about her story at InfoWars.com. She literally has problems. She has asthma. She breaks out when she wears the mask. And so she's suing them. We should all be suing them. We should all be suing China. We shouldn't be buying into this fake pandemic. I mean, think about it. Again, they just lied to us from the beginning. And then when it turned out they were wrong about how deadly it was, oh, well, now the cases are up. Well, the cases are only up because you have testing. And then they say, oh, well, President Trump makes that false claim. I mean, it's just offensive as a free thinking individual that they just insult my intelligence so much. Infowars.com headline, Feds deploying 150 agents to Chicago to fight crime wave. Again, folks, to reiterate, I don't want to see any tyranny from the right or the left. But, I mean, in defense of America, it's not tyranny. It's in defense of America. But here's the thing. If we're really going to be deploying feds to these cities, don't go in and deal with the street mafias. Don't go in and deal with the brainwashed pawns on the streets. Send in the feds in the smoke and fog of these riots and go bring in Muriel Bowser and go bring in Lori Lightfoot. Go bring in Governor Newsom. Go bring Libby Schaff, all of them. Ted Wheeler in Portland. You go send the feds in and bring them in for questioning. Ask them why they're allowing their city to burn. Maybe take a look at their financial records. And you do it in the haze of the riots, and no one will even know. And you might find out some information that's pertinent to saving this country. But again, bad leadership. Go deal with the dumbass protesters in the streets instead of the actual problems. Restaurant deploys entry portal spraying customers with disinfectant. I mean, you've never seen anything more insane. You walk into a bar or a restaurant and you get sprayed with disinfectant. And then you have these dumbass progressives that are like, oh, it's trendy. It's cool. And they like they're in a water park or something. Bizarre obey message appears in Kentucky sky following mask mandate. Americans are fighting back. This one's unbelievable. Why Governor Andrew Cuomo isn't in jail right now for all the murder, I don't know. But killer Andrew Cuomo lectures Georgia mayors on coronavirus policy, even though it's been worse in New York than anywhere else on earth. Again, Andrew Cuomo should not even be walking the streets. He belongs in jail for all the death he caused.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.